Hi everyone, Shahan here, voice of Samama Khalid in The Magnus Protocol. Today, we're sharing with you the first episode of We're Alive, Descendants, a show on the RQ Network created by the award-winning team at Whalen Productions. We're Alive, Descendants follows a group of survivors navigating the world 18 years after a zombie apocalypse changed the world forever. The sequel to the original podcast, We're Alive, A Story of Survival, the world of We're Alive spans 7 seasons, perfect if you're looking for a new, long-form podcast to get into. We're Alive, Descendants follows the first generation of children of the original survivors, adapting to the world of ruins and terror, the only world they've ever known. The amazing team at Whalen Productions have now launched a crowdfunding campaign to support the creation of the final 2 seasons of the show, bringing this epic story to a close after over 15 years. If you'd like to find out more about their Kickstarter, check out the link in the show notes of this episode, or search We're Alive Kickstarter. If you enjoyed this episode of We're Alive Descendants, you can find the rest of the series wherever you listen to podcasts by clicking the link in the show notes or by visiting rustyquill.com for more information. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
This production contains scenes of graphic violence and strong language, which some listeners may find offensive.
Alvin, you done yet?
Hold on. Yes, it's definitely the correct tunnel this time. Followers already dug up a piece of Cody. We're so close to finding Ink's old lair.
Good. Maybe closer than you think. We found something.
This might be it. I have to go. I'll report in after.
This way.
Jet, what is it?
Found some wood chunks in the dirt that look man-made.
That's a really good sign. Could be his desk.
Before I show you where, how about a down payment? We've been digging for hours already.
Isn't service in his good name enough?
If his good name is Stardust, sure. I don't subscribe to that infected voodoo shit. I need something I can use, thank you.
Fine, take your drugs. Now show me. Does anyone actually care about what we're trying to do here anymore? No one is devout.
Alvin!
Alvin! Oh, no.
Wait up! I'm coming!
You wanted someone devout? There you go.
Alvin!
I'm all for the cause, but Shelley, she's... ugh.
I overheard! They found something?
Just have the others watch for trouble. We're too close now.
I want to see it.
You don't know what it is. I don't even know.
I'll still behold whatever it is he hath made.
Whatever, fine.
Just watch our asses.
Echo, decrease perimeter. Defend the entrance of this tunnel. Eyes sharp. So, what'd you find?
Wood fragments. And something special. Some kind of sword. Not a lot of damage either. Still sharp.
Oh, it's not just any sword. It's the katana that killed the master.
So dramatic.
Blessed be all he hath touched. Where did you find it? Show me!
Shelley! Don't run with that, you idiot!
What the hell are you doing?
I won't damage it, I promise!
I'm more worried about you running into something. We shored up the tunnel walls, but who knows if what the infected made will still hold.
Oh, it will. That at least I know. If they made it, it will hold.
Whoa! Look at all the handprints.
First generations, and yet they still knew how to do this. Surprised you haven't read up on anything about it. The infected are known to mix their own version of cement from their saliva, hard as any rock.
That's how they made all this shit?
This is nothing. I've seen a River Runner tribe in the Midwest, 6 generations of infected deep now, and they were making structures above ground this way, even used it to build dams.
Oh.
The species just instinctively knows how to build this shit. And they keep getting more and more complex.
Species? You swallow the Kool-Aid like the rest of them?
Better to think of them as something completely different from us now. They have come so far, and yet we remain the same. Fascinating creatures. Can you imagine what they'd be like now if Ink had lived?
And I'm holding the katana that killed the greatest infected of all.
Don't get too attached.
All artifacts are going to the director. We are here for a reason.
Of course. I just like feeling it.
Your people better be keeping an eye out there. If someone from Westport found
they
out...
They have no clue. We are way outside their walls. Besides, all the areas around the arena are off limits, even to them.
Perimeter check?
Good here. All quiet.
Hey, look. Another one of their markings. Looks like that protection symbol that Westport used.
Ink's mark. It's a shame it doesn't work like it used to. The infected have grown resilient to its control over the years. And we still don't know what it truly meant.
So it died with him?
Maybe.
Over here! Hey, you think this might be it?
They found something!
Careful! Careful!
Here, give me the drill. I'll do it.
Sure. Here you go. I gotta go check out the other site.
Shelley, back up! This is it. Easy, easy.
The desk! The desk where he... What exactly did he do here?
He had notes. About his infected ink wrote everything down.
Glorious notes.
This is what we're looking for? Not gold or some shit. How is this so valuable?
Usable information is immeasurable.
We done?
Check it out. Matches the photos from the recording. Same wood grain and paint as the desk. Here and here.
Cody saw all of it.
But we never could read anything from the recorded footage. What Saul transmitted from the drone Cody before the explosion was too low resolution. But it's how we knew where to look. Play the DVD back.
Just one man took down your little savior.
Judd.
Ink knew his species' purpose. He was creating new forms and breeds of infected way before we ever saw it naturally occurring.
Ahead of his time.
Still died.
That doesn't mean what he was working on died too. Not now, anyway.
Hey, Judd.
Yeah.
Can you get over here?
Coming.
Is it?
This is it. Oh! These are them! Incredible! They're here! So much survived!
These are his words! We can read them!
He will finally speak to us!
Shelley!
Hang on! When get things across, the rest are those words?
It might take time to decipher exactly what any of it means. They don't communicate like we do. Put everything in the suitcase. Clear the rest of the papers from the dirt, but be careful!
Okay. Where... I'll be right back. Where you at?
Over here.
I was picking away and... Well, we hit an air pocket. There's a big open space over here on the other side. It leads down even further.
We didn't dig that?
Some of this place never even collapsed.
Infectado. Apoyo!
Assault team, get down here. Secure the tunnel entrance.
You need me to stay?
You got a weapon?
Yeah.
I have someone freeing the rest of the papers now. What did you find?
Get the diggers out of here. Take this too.
The katana, but...
Go! Hurry!
Quickly, but don't damage the papers.
What the hell is that? Cover the hole!
Almost got everything.
I think I see something.
Wait. Something else.
I'm too far. Get to me. Guys, get out of here. I got this. It's not it again. It's something else is coming from below. Get out.
Saul told Cody. He saw it. Something lived.
We need to get out of the tunnels.
We would be blessed to see his creation.
You may not live that long.
What are you still doing here? Go, get the papers and go.
That better be all of them.
But if he has another for us to behold, we should be ready.
It will still kill you.
Hands down! Hands down!
His work dies if we die with it.
Then fine, run. I would be honored to hold the line.
I didn't even see it. Did you see it? It was too dark.
All I see is shadows. I can't see the damn thing.
I saw it. I swear. Beautiful thing. Skin's pitch black. Black as coal.
Get to the trucks. Get everyone out of here. Shelly, you need to go now. You can't fight it in there. Shelly!
Alvin, save yourself.
It's out. Go!
I lost it. I lost it. Where the hell did it go? Did it go in the alley? God, no. I'm out.
Just come with me. I have a sword.
Fuck you. You let this thing...
We fucked up. We fucked up. Oh, thank God. The truck.
This was such a bad idea. I still have the papers. At least I have his research.
Whoa!
Shelly, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I got you now. I got you. Are you bit? What?
No.
Here, move quick.
Oh, Cole, what is it?
I don't know what that was. Just get in the truck. You gonna make it?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
No. Green eyes.
You saw its eyes. Damn, you were that close.
Ahead!
Wait! Oh, shit!
Where is it? Fuck! Where's the sword? Oh, God.
Where are you? Please.
No! Oh, no.
No! Ah! Where'd you go? Do it. Do it! Come on! Where are you? Where are you going? Where? Oh. Oh, God. What have we done? What have we done?
We're alive. Descendants. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Chapter 1. The Walls Between Us.
Nick.
Yes. Sorry. Not a problem, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh no. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Quick. Come on, guys. Come on. Let's go.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Something. I don't know. I apologize. I did not mean to take any attention away from you, because you deserve all of it.
It's okay. I get it. I'm okay with sharing. A little. I was just sketching while you were away.
Oh, that's pretty good. Is this me? Can I have it?
If you want. I don't think that it's very good.
I like it. Thanks. Well, their time is over, and now all of my focus is back on you.
What were we talking about?
Your dad. I mean, what a stud. I can't believe it. I mean, he caravanned all the way from Utah.
Yep, just the two of us in 23? So I was just 14. I thought that he was crazy, and he was. It wasn't an easy trail, but we eventually made it here to Westport.
Wait. If you were 14, then you were born in...
Look at you. Yes, I'm an 09 baby. Conceived in the old world, birthed in the new. My mother. I don't know how she made it as long as she did, but she did. She was so strong. And yours, too, of course, everyone knows.
Hey, to the tough mamas. Cheers.
To them.
One second.
I've had you barely 30.
I'm so sorry, Lisa. This is my life now, it seems.
For you, I'll live with it.
All right, then. Yeah, it's a page for my unit.
Oh, what time is it? I haven't been watching. Do you need to get going?
Nah, there's still time. And still more left to drink.
You're sure?
I know when I'm needed. So, your dad, he lives here in Westport, right? You think I should meet him?
Oh, I would love that, but he works on the rail line, so he's gone for months at a time. We rarely see each other.
That's rough work.
Pa enjoys it. Has some unbelievable stories from out there. Even saw one of the tribes of infected, the scorpions, out past the
old California border, in the desert. Nasty things.
Pa said that. What's worse is that they've been getting more aggressive.
Well, did he tell someone? Did Westport do anything about it?
Last time someone tried to collapse a tribe, two more sprouted up. What can anyone really do?
What? Hit for the soft spots. I mean, target the right areas.
You can't kill them all, Nicholas Tink.
Yet. But you give me enough time, and I will, eventually. I'll find some way to kill every last one of them.
Uh-huh.
What? You don't believe me?
I don't think it's possible.
You see, no one's tried. There's got to be something about the infected that we've been missing. A weakness. Maybe I'll find it when I get out there.
Oh.
What?
Those were just some big words from someone who's never set a single foot in the red zone.
Damn, that's cold.
Well, someone's got to keep you in check. And it's true.
You never set foot in the red zone either. You fly over, so...
We land the helicopter all of the damn... Do not downplay what I do, Nick.
I'm not... I know what you do. I ain't mean it like that. I'm just hoping I get an assignment where I can do some real good against those things. Take down a tribe, kill an alpha, collapse entire hives. I mean, why go through all this training just to do nothing with it? I could do a lot if they let me. No one around here seems to be focused on getting rid of those things anymore.
That's because there's a whole lot worse out there than just infected. We're just tiny cogs in this big-ass wheel. Trust me. Wait and see what assignment they give you.
I'll know soon enough.
You really should get going.
Just one second. Sir?
Yes, sir. Would you like a refill?
Can I get another spiced tea to go? And the credit slip, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. Right away.
I cannot believe you.
What? There's no alcohol in these.
Oh.
Not my beeper this time.
It's mine. Now I gotta go.
The bill. Sign here, sir. And if you don't mind, would you sign my copy of The Story of Survival?
Sure. Hey, wait up. I'm coming.
Thank you.
After you.
How gentlemanlike.
So, am I gonna see you tonight after the ceremony?
Looks like this is just a recon mission. So maybe.
Good. Bye.
Bye.
PFC Grant! Ride's here. Need to get moving. We lift off in 60.
Then you can spare two more seconds, Brown.
Wait, Alex? Alex Brown is on your flight crew?
You know him?
Unfortunately, more than a little. From training, mostly. Keep your distance. He's got a screw loose.
Seems fine to me, but it's only been 3 missions.
Let's hope you don't get to know him like I do.
Shouldn't you be somewhere right now? Soon to be private?
Shouldn't you be minding your own business?
Didn't know you and Lisa were dating. It's good.
What does that mean?
It means we gotta go. See you around, Nick.
That guy.
Hey, don't let Alex get to you. He was only half a cycle ahead. And you'll outrank him soon enough.
Yeah, and he'll really hate that.
He doesn't matter. We matter.
I know. Be safe out there, Lisa.
Always. Good luck today.
Thanks. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Portable tests now available for purchase from Pete's Market. Simply add the blood sample to the vial, shake, and if it's red, drop them dead. Successful against slow turners, blood, and saliva infections. When there's no turning back, it's essential to know. QI tests available at Pete's Market.
This is Iona Stadlick with local news on this Monday, July 12th, 2027. Tensions continue to mount between Westport and Republic after an unplanned overnight expansion along the former Texan border, totaling more than 300 square miles west. Aaron Friedrich, ambassador of General Kramer and the Republic, had this to say.
What now?
Our expansions of territory strictly follow the law of acquisition. We secured a section of uninhabitable zone for our red coat population. Make it safe, make it yours, right? Well, it's called Liberty Province now.
Fuck that.
The Westport ambassador disagrees.
This just further advances their military forces and cuts the distance between our sovereign states by 50%. This is another major act of hostility from one of our largest allies and oldest trade partners. Their nation could have expanded in any direction. In which way did it go? Towards us. It's clear what this means.
Come on.
The states of United America have all the room they want east of the Mississippi. They don't have to worry about security like we do. Our republic needs more of a buffer zone. And if we're going to expand anywhere, it needs to be further along our railroad. That is a trade route that we need to protect. It's in everyone's best interest. The sovereign nations of the UA, the Republic, and Westport.
Whatever.
Now,
I gotta get going.
We may not be a country like we were before the outbreak. I'm
tired of hearing the same thing.
Hey, you're Tink, right?
What?
Nicholas Tink, son of Saul and Lizzie. You got the special blood thing. You can't turn rawr.
Maybe. I don't really know. Hey, sorry, kid. I'm in a rush.
Can I get an autograph at least?
Sign what?
My baseball bat.
I don't play.
Does it matter? I got a pen.
Persistent. All right.
Thanks. Go Eels!
Yeah, sure. Go Eels. Weird kid.
Sir, a moment of your time.
This is why I can't stop walking.
Holy son, please, hear me out.
Hey, don't call me that, okay? I got places to be.
Daughter, come here.
I'm not interested.
Look, she's very pretty. Fit, just see, straight teeth, good genes.
I don't do that anymore, okay?
I can pay. Could have strong children of the sun.
Hey, back up, all right? Just back the fuck up. Got it? God, I can't walk anywhere.
Please, she's beautiful. Jeez. And she's very compliant.
Leave me alone, creep.
Hey, kid. Got some great seats for the upcoming fights if you're interested.
Nah, I'm good. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, come on. You know you wanna? Look to a young strapping boy like you. I mean, these take place near on the old Nevada border.
It sounds cool, man. But I'm not interested.
Ain't no rules out there. And you ain't seen nothing like this before, I tell you. whatever. Move along then.
Yo, miss. Miss, I got something you and your pretty self might be interested in.
We can't let these warmongers push us around.
Right. Yes.
Yes. People aren't the enemy.
Yeah. Soldier coming in. Let him through. Make a hole.
All good, brothers. I'm on your side.
Then why do you help them?
Change comes from the inside. Peace?
Peace.
Finally showed up.
Skip the boring parts, right?
Class of 2027 of the Westport Military Academy. You've made it.
Just in time.
I did the math. Did you know that we've been through over 10,000 hours of rigorous training to get us to this point?
Asleep?
Back in the old days, they said that would qualify you as a master. Well then,
almost there.
I'm looking at 30 of the finest masters of their field.
Unbelievable.
Finally
Look
ready
who's late again. Fuck
training.
Yourself kindly.
But remember, today is not your
so,
last day.
What I miss?
Oh, just most of Vera's speech. She's gonna kill you.
I heard all of it. You know, Nick of Time?
Ugh, don't let that become a thing.
You
were with Lisa, weren't you?
Maybe.
Oh, I figured.
Man, it's a full house.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and look who else showed up to watch.
Where?
In the back, up in the VIP box there.
Please, that's just CJ.
Just CJ? You think I might actually meet her this time?
I mean, maybe. See if she sticks around. Hey, trust me, she's not that special.
Yeah, well, Nick, to everyone else, she is that special. And you know what? After you cross that bridge there, you know what you're gonna have to call her.
Nope. Won't do it, Dean. She will always be CJ to me. I will never call her...
Madam President! You must be so proud.
I am.
Go forth with confidence in knowing that we're fighting the battle we're meant to.
She is a warrior. She speaks her mind.
Beautiful speech, CJ.
I know, and it's all her. But let's see if she can live up to her words.
I'm very sorry to interrupt, Secretary.
Excuse me? What is it? Madam President, there's been an incident. You should come with me.
In the middle of my daughter's...
There's been an attack.
Can it wait?
By infected.
Thank you, Lieutenant Vera Jang, 2027 Foxtrot Company's distinguished honor...
Here comes Vera. Ooh, she does not look happy.
Does she ever?
Well, she did up there, and now it's gonna be gone, thanks to you. Brought this on all of us.
Nicholas Tank!
Distinguished Honor Graduate. Very nice title.
Where have you been? Did you get my beeps? I filled your pager with messages.
Hey, I've been busy. Okay, I'm here. Don't worry. I heard your whole speech.
Were you really listening?
Yeah, you hit all the right points. As far as speeches go, B+.
Oh, don't listen to him. It was an A, maybe an A-. It was very solid.
This is serious. Were you listening? I changed the speech.
Oh, from the 61st draft, or...?
Last night, I was working on the computer at the IC. I overheard Sergeant Hoggs talking. They're switching targets in training.
Ugh, more changes again? He already extended the training cycles. What now?
Switching targets? What the hell does that mean?
The entire next class, and one after. Most of their sections are about human enemies. A lot of the advanced infected combat is gone.
Nothing would surprise me at this point.
If it's true, it's disgusting.
It's this whole Republic thing. It's got everyone freaking out.
Compared to what the infected can do, the Republic ain't shit.
Don't underestimate how bad humans can be. I mean, we may be the bigger threat again.
There ain't no way to compare. Humans can kill you, but at least they leave your soul.
Dean, quiet down over there.
Me? Really? How do I get in trouble for this? Nick,
Hey, what can I say?
Oh, angry at you.
Before we hand out diplomas, I have a few words to convey as well.
CJ, I don't know.
Tell me, now. Quit stalling.
This morning, the 4 a.m. train left Westport. 6 cars, 3 were shipping, 2 personnel, 1 coal, and 1 engine. Heavy caliber guns working front and back. Made it to Riverside by 5:30 a.m. All normal. Makes every checkpoint headed out on time.
Dora, I don't need the setup to a fucking math problem. What happened? Where are our people?
First off, let me thank you all on the job well done and your dedicated service. Seriously, family, friends, give these soldiers a hand. You are joining those few elite citizens who give everyone here a better way of life. protecting us from those who would do us harm. Because we are always a target.
At 12:03 p.m. today, our conductor broadcast this message over the radio.
Everyone get down!
Hijackers? Robbing the train? Worse.
Nothing is ever as you expect. There will be situations where you don't know who to trust. The world can be full of corruption. You will be forced to adapt and overcome. There's no telling what you might encounter when protecting the lives of fellow Westport citizens.
Forget everything and everyone.
Republic soldiers have attacked us right outside their border. It's the Red Guard. They're using a tank, for Christ's sake.
What was once a meager colony is now a thriving metropolis, and we continue to grow as the largest shipping port in the Pacific. Wherever you are in uniform, you represent what Westport stands for and who we are.
We have to fight back.
It's too late for that, Grant.
Get that transmission sent.
Okay.
I know there's still people around.
You have earned the name of Guardian, a title given to the men and women who have stood to watch at these walls since D-Day and the first days of the colony. This diploma is a contract of your commitment to serve the citizens of this state.
Ah, there you are.
Oh no.
It's sending!
Get away from that!
Please don't.
Ah!
No! Ah!
No matter what events may follow.
The Republic is hostile.
You are bound to serve. Proceed with commencement.
Who has heard this recording?
W News already has a copy waiting for airtime.
Page his phone number. I'm pretty sure he's in the audience.
Right away.
If this leads to war, right now, I need someone I can trust in front of everything.
You think he'll do it?
Michael will understand what's at stake. But I'm more concerned about how someone else is going to react.
PV2, Nicholas Tink. Weapons and defense.
Place your wrist on the imprinter.
John Trick.
Ow!
Whew!
My first ink.
Scan your new barcode.
Warren.
Proceed down the steps for processing.
Henry Williams.
Not bad. Hope you send me somewhere good.
I have nothing to do with it. But I know where I'd send you.
Welcome, Private Tink, to your next 4 years.
Goodbye, free will.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Jatan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Austin Trace as Alex.
Bree Tilton as Lisa.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Lauren Kroom as Secretary Dora.
Thomas Bell as Hawks.
Skip Peepo as Alvin.
Tony Tirico as Judd.
Kate Bowman as Shelley.
Leonard Kelly Young as Conductor Grant.
Levi Petrie as Chancellor Friedrich.
Briarly Bishop as Iola Statley.
Brandon Burns as Seal.
Nick Fisher as Kid. Nate Jeeves as Saul.
and I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Joshua Keezer,
Steve Schneider,
Greg Miller, Shannon Zimmerman, Phil Nieto, Holly Megan Scott, Kyle Puddig, Michael Dean Wilkins, Adrian Baron, Michael Keen, Podfest 2019 fans. Produced by Casey Wayland. Line producers Christian Vieira and Elisa Elliott. Editing and sound design by Victoria Cheng and Michael Keen. Assistant editing by Isabella Miller. Infected sound design by Victoria Cheng and Michael Keen. Mastered by Victoria Cheng. Original music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Michael Keen. Script supervisors, Lauren Kroom and Victoria Cheng. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager, Gino Jang. Videographer, Blair Wayland. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief Marketing Officer, Callum Doherty. Marketing Assistant, Hattie Quinlan. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.
To listen to more of We're Alive Descendants, search for We're Alive wherever you find your podcasts, click the link in the description of this episode, or visit rustyquill.com for more information. You can find We're Alive on Twitter at We're Alive or on Instagram at We're Alive Podcast. Thank you for listening.